Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, this is Johanna, your reader today. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of March, and the 10th of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. This week, our portion from the Torah is called Vayikra, which means, "And he called." And today, we're going to read Leviticus, or Vayikra, chapter 3. But first, let's take a moment to bless God and thank him for his precious word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Now, if his offering is a sacrifice of fellowship offerings, if from the herd, whether male or female, he is to offer one without blemish before the Lord, he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then Aharon's sons, the Kohanim, are to splash the blood around on the altar. He is to bring from the sacrifice of fellowship offerings an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the innards, all the fat that is on the entrails, as well as the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, plus the cover on the liver that he must remove with the kidneys. Aaron's sons are to burn it up as smoke on the altar on top of the burnt offering, which is over the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. If his gift for a sacrifice of fellowship offerings to the Lord is from the flock, he is to offer a male or female without blemish. If he is bringing a lamb for his offering, he shall present it before the Lord. He is to lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it before the tent of meeting. Aaron's sons are to splash its blood around on the altar. From the sacrifice of fellowship offerings, he shall bring a gift made by fire to the Lord, its fat, the entire tail fat, cut away close to the backbone, along with the fat that covers the innards and all the fat that is on the entrails, as well as the two kidneys and the fat that is over them, which is by the loins, plus the cover on the liver that he is to remove with the kidneys. The Kohen is to burn it up as smoke on the altar, as a food offering made by fire to the Lord. If his offering is a goat, then he shall present it before the Lord. He is to lay his hand on its head and slaughter it before the tent of meeting. Aaron's sons are to splash its blood around on the altar. From it, he is to offer as his sacrifice an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the innards, all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys, and the fat that is over them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver, which he must remove with the kidneys. The Kohen is to burn them on the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a soothing aroma. All fat is for the Lord. It is to be a perpetual statute throughout your generations in all your dwellings that you must eat neither fat nor blood. That was Leviticus chapter 3, and now today for our portion from the prophets, we'll be reading Isaiah chapters 6 and 7. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim were standing above him. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. One called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Then the posts of the door trembled at the voice of those who called, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Oy to me, for I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I am dwelling among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, with a glowing coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sins atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom should I send and who will go for us?" So I said, "Hineni, send me." Then he said, "Go, tell this people, hear without understanding, and see without perceiving. Make the heart of this people fat, their ears heavy, and their eyes blind. Else they would see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and be healed." Then I said, "Lord, how long?" He answered, "Until cities are laid waste and without inhabitant, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate. The Lord will drive people far away. The desertion of the land will be vast. Though a tenth still be in it, it will again be burned, as a terebinth tree or as an oak whose stump remains when cut down, so the holy seed will be the stump." Now it came about in the days of Ahaziah, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Yehuda, that King Rezin of Aram and King Pekah, son of Remaliah of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. When it was reported to the house of David, saying, "Aram is camped in Ephraim," his heart, as well as the heart of his people, shook like the trees of the forest shaking with the wind. Then the Lord said to Yeshayahu, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Yashuv, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field, and say to him, 'Keep calm and be quiet. Do not fear, nor be faint-hearted because of these two stubs of smoldering firebrands, because of the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram, nor of the son of Remaliah, because Aram has plotted harm against you, along with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, saying, 'Let us go up against Yehudah, terrorize it, divide it for ourselves, and appoint Tabeel's son as king in the midst of it.' Thus says the Lord God, 'It will not stand, nor will it occur, for the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be broken and not be a people. The head of Ephraim is Shomron, and the head of Shomron is Remaliah's son. If you do not trust, you will not stand.'" Then the Lord spoke again to Ahaziahu, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God, from the depths of Sheol or the heights of heaven." But Ahaziahu said, I won't ask. I wouldn't test the Lord. Then he said, Hear now, house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? Will you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive. When she is giving birth to a son, she will call his name Immanuel. He will be eating curds and honey by the time he knows to refuse evil and choose good. For before the boy knows to refuse evil and choose good, the land of the two kings you dread will be abandoned. The Lord will bring on you, on your people, and on your father's house such days as have never come since the day Ephraim separated from Yehuda, the king of Assyria. In that day, the Lord will whistle for the fly at the source of the Nile of Egypt, and for the bee in the land of Assyria. Then they will come, all of them, and will settle in the steep wadis, and in the clefts of the cliffs, and in all the thorn bushes, and in all the watering holes. In that day, the Lord will shave with a razor hired beyond the river, with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the legs, and even clip off the beard. In that day, it will be that a man will rear a calf and two sheep, and from the abundant milk they give, he will eat curds. For anyone left in the land will eat curds and honey. In that day, it will be that every place where there was 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver shekels will become briars and thorns. With arrows and bows, one will come there, since all the land will become briars and thorns. As for all the hills that were tilled with the hoe, you will not go there for fear of briars and thorns. Instead, it will be for grazing of oxen and roaming of sheep. That was Isaiah chapters 6 and 7. Today's portion from the writings is Psalm 145. A psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God the King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wonders. They will speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will proclaim your greatness. They will pour out the renown of your great goodness and sing joyfully of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all his creatures. All your works praise you, Lord, and your kedoshim bless you. They declare the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures from generation to generation. The Lord upholds all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food on due time. You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all his deeds. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will hear their cry and save them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth declares the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. That was Psalm 145. Today, our portion from the Apostles is Acts chapter 12. Now, At that time, Herod the king seized some from Messiah's community to do them harm. He had Yaakov, Yochanan's brother, put to death with the sword. Seeing it pleased the Judean leaders, he proceeded to capture Kepha as well. This was during the days of Matzah. After seizing him, he put him in prison, handing him over to four squads with four soldiers each to guard him. He was intending to bring him before the people after Pesach. So Kepha was kept in prison. But prayer for him was being offered fervently to God by Messiah's community. Now, that very night, when Herod was about to bring him out, Kepha was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, while guards before the gate were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He poked Kepha on the side and woke him up, saying, "Get up, quick!" And the chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals." And he did so. Then he tells him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." Kepha went out and kept following him. He didn't know that what was happening with the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. After they passed a first guard and a second, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them by itself. They went out and walked along a narrow street. Suddenly, the angel left him. When Kepha came to himself, he said, "Now I know for real that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Judean people were expecting." When he realized this, he went to the house of Miriam, the mother of Yochanan, also called Mark, where many were assembled together and praying. When he knocked on the door of the entrance gate, a maid named Rhoda came to answer. Although she recognized Kepha's voice, out of joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Kepha was standing in front of the gate. They said to her, "You're crazy." But she kept insisting it was so. But they were saying, "It's his angel." But Kepha kept on knocking. When they opened the gate, they saw him and were amazed. But he motioned with his hand for them to be silent. And he explained to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. He said, "Go, tell these things to Yaakov and the brothers." Then he left and went to another place. When day came, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Kepha. After Herod made a search for him and did not find him, he interrogated the guards and commanded that they be led away to execution. Then he went down from Judah and stayed in Caesarea. Now it happened that Herod was furious with the people of Tsur and Sidon. So they came to him united. Having won over Blastus, the king's personal aide, they began asking for peace, because their country was supplied with food from the king's country. On an appointed day, Herod donned his royal robes and, taking his seat upon the throne, began to make a speech to them. The people were shouting, "The voice of a god and not a human." Immediately, an angel of the Lord struck him down because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God kept on growing and multiplying, and Barnabas and Shaul returned to Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their service, taking along Yochanan, who was also called Mark. That was Acts chapter 12. If you're reading through the apostles twice in this cycle, please read Revelation 6 today also. All right, well, that is it for this episode. I pray you have a blessed day and that you would go in the strength and energy that the Lord gives. Thank you for listening. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom from Israel. Until next time.